despite all of the obstacles that you faced and abuse that you walked through in your family, you ended up becoming pretty amazing, right? Like, we know that here looking back at the story. So, Russ, how did, I mean, you're playing with the Imperials, you're winning all kinds of awards, you've married Tori. What ended up going wrong?
So, I guess I was 26, and I never drank because of Daddy. I never touched it. But I was in New York, and Tori was out. I think she had gone somewhere to shop and you know, go to some places here and there. And it was so hot. It was so hot, July in New York. And so I opened a Heineken, and it was cold. I said, well, I'll just sip a little of this. I'd never tasted beer before. And I drank a few swallows of it, and it tasted horrible. I mean, just horrible. And I thought, well, why would anybody drink this stuff? You know, it tastes horrible within just, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 minutes and a couple of sips. I began to feel something I'd never felt before in my life. And the voices got quieter. Those condemning voices that plagued me, that talked to me 24/7, telling me I wasn't good enough, they got quieter. And I immediately drank the second one, and the voices got even quieter. And I had the third one, and those voices were silent. And I stood in that apartment with my hand raised and began to worship God and cry, thinking, this must be the way regular folks live. This must be that way. And I thought a miracle happened. I was free. My brain, I was free. Not knowing that I had that gene that my dad had, you know, and that I was predispositioned for alcohol. And within 4 or 5 months, I was in hell. And I'm hiding, and I'm lying. All the things I hated about my dad, I was doing. And I hated myself. I hated myself. And the only relief I could get was to drink more alcohol. And I began to spiral. And so I carried this, hating myself, for years. It was probably one of the hardest battles I ever fought in my life.